Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is time for Top 5, Bottom 5 as we go through the best teams and the worst teams after Week 10 of the NFL. We always start with the best and we go from 5 all the way up. If you'd like to give us your Top 5 on Twitter, you can at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. Spin Ron with two N's, please. Let's start with number 5. This is where I put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a good bounce-back victory for the Bucs. This was a mess on their way to Charlotte. They were on that tarmac forever and a day. But Tom Brady spread it around a bit. Tom Brady got a rushing touchdown. The defense did its job. The Panthers are not good, and they're not good without Christian McCaffrey. But still, to get beat 38-3 and then come back and put 46 on Carolina, good bounce win for the 7-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Even though they're not leading the division, I still put them in the top five.
Yeah, you know what? I did the same. I thought about bumping the Cardinals up. But I was like, you know what? Am I just still drinking the juice from that Hail Mary?
Or yeah, maybe so.
Hail Murray.
Hail Murray.
Because that was fantastic. And the Cardinals may very well be on that trajectory to get into the top five. But we can't discount how Tom Brady bounced back. You know, and like the broadcast kept saying over and over and over again, he doesn't have two bad games in a row. Never
right.
has.
That's right.
And so, yeah, Buccaneers are back in the top five.
And again, we say this all the time when we talk about winning on the road. It's not the same with COVID, et cetera. But it is when you're on the tarmac for, what, 8 hours or whatever it was they were on, waiting to fly. That's a problem. That gets you out of the rhythm. You're traveling. Even though you're going from Tampa to Charlotte, it's not like going to Seattle. But still, that's an issue. And they bounced back and played really well, really well. So that's why they are number five. Real quick, because I'm not going to talk about Arizona because they're not in either one, but somebody on Twitter made a really cool point about that stadium. I don't know if you saw this. That stadium has seen the helmet catch of David Tyree. It saw the interception with Malcolm Butler. It saw the Hail Mary of Aaron Rodgers, and then now has seen the Hail Murray. It's a nice play. It's not that old, but yeah, seen some pretty historic moments.
But finally, the Cardinals got something.
Yeah, that's right. Finally got something.
They were on the wrong end of that Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary.
They were. That's right. 4 on my list. This is where I put the Green Bay Packers. They should have beat Jacksonville more than they did, but this is the NFL. It's paid professionals on both sides. Sometimes you get a win. It's not exactly what the fans may have wanted. Maybe you didn't cover the spread. Maybe you should have won by double digits. Jacksonville is terrible. But the Packers did win. They are 7-2. And if I'm going to put Tampa on this list, then I have to put the Packers on this list. So that's where I put them.
Yep. Number 4 for me, Saints.
Saints.
Yeah, I even thought about dropping him out of the top five because missing Drew Brees, I think this is a completely different team.
Exactly.
But the fact is that they didn't really have Brees in the second half of that game anyways, and they were still able to find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what this means going forward. I don't know if you give the ball to Jameis Winston for a full game, what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to get 30-30 Jameis Winston because that'll be awesome. But for right now, they're still in the top five. I put them a notch above the Buccaneers just because the Saints as a team, especially that defense, just throttled Brady.
I put the Saints at... Go ahead.
And so that's why the Saints are number 4.
I put the Saints at 3, and I did it with a question mark because I'm like you. Now without Drew Brees for however long he's going to be out and Jameis Winston, I don't know where they are. But as of right now, they're at 7-2. That's why I put them at 3. You're right. That's still a good win. That's still a team that got it done.
Yep.
They have now won 6 in a row. That win against Tampa Bay looks really impressive the more the Buccaneers continue to showcase who they can be when everything's working for them.
Yeah, and maybe it was just an off night for
Brady.
Yeah,
could be just an off night. Could simply be that. You're right.
We're not 100% sure. And the fact that the Saints defense was able to hold them to just 3 points, that's why they're still in the top five.
It's funny about the Saints. They score a lot, but they're not like top 5 in passing or top 2 in running. And they don't they don't throw out this eye-popping identity of who they are. They're just a team that scores a lot of points. It's, you know, they find a way to score points. Alvin Kamara might start getting some MVP talk. I don't think it, you know, comes near where some others are, but he could be getting some talk as a possible MVP candidate. Maybe just one of those, who else should we be paying attention to type of things.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, well, number three for me is one of those MVPs, front-runner MVPs, and that's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you know, wasn't a pretty win over the Jaguars, but let's face it. Conditions at Lambeau were terrible.
They were windy.
It was cold. It was brutal. It had all those elements of Green Bay that make me realize that I don't ever want to live in Green Bay. So, you know.
Yeah, upper Midwest. God bless all of you who live there. Yeah, I grew up in New England, so I know, but it's a different kind of cold.
That's a rough life. The furthest north I've ever lived, I believe L.A. is further north than Houston. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you'll have to take a look at the equator, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the latitude.
I did grow up in Central California, so that's probably where, you know, that's where I was as a kid. But I don't.
You've never been woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning to help your father shovel snow?
No, but true story, I did help my grandfather once, and my grandfather and grandmother live in New York. So when I was younger, I thought that was a real treat.
We used to have to go out and get wood. That was always the big thing for the fireplace. My father would go, guys, go out and get some wood. And my brother and I'd have to go get our boots on and our jacket and go trudge out to go get wood.
Again, I have been asked to do that, and I find that to be a real treat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I used to hate it. But
like, how many logs can I carry in? Look at my arms.
I remember one time, we were all comfy. We were really comfy, and my father said, go out and go get wood. And my brother and I said, fine, you want wood? We stacked the whole hallway with wood. Like, we don't want to hear this for the next week. I said, fine, here's all the wood you need. All right, number two on my list. All right, this is going to give it away.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Yeah, you had to. You better have done that.
It's a bye week. All right, it's a bye week. They are still phenomenal, but they are too. I punished my team last week for narrowly beating the Dallas Cowboys, but Kansas City has now been dropped to two.
I have
nothing else to say.
They kept the Chiefs at two.
That's exactly where
I'm smarter.
That's right.
I kept them there at two. I'm reading the tea leaves. I think and obviously our number ones are Steelers. This is a collision course, and I can't wait.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait. However, I do think that there's a serious game coming up for the Steelers on Thanksgiving night. That's going to be – well, then again, I don't know, because the Ravens – I don't know what to make of the Ravens.
Well, if Mike Tomlin can do that whole weather master thing that Bill Belichick can do, then he might be able to do something.
He didn't need to last time.
Yeah, well, that's true, but – and you know, you're not going to beat Baltimore twice. You might need some help.
But this is a Ravens team. Like, who have they really beaten?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get down on Baltimore because monsoon they played in.
Yeah, no. That was really nasty.
And they're still a nasty team. But still, I mean, Mike Tomlin needs to be like, if I control the weather, I control the world. Conjure up a big storm to be pouring in. But Pittsburgh is back at one for me.
But honestly, I'm going to throw something out at you. Maybe, you know, it's the same way that we looked at Chicago a while back.
Right.
As far as who the Ravens have beat this season, really the only impressive team is the Colts.
Yeah, but they still have Lamar Jackson.
I know they still have Lamar Jackson, but...
like, the Bears have had Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles.
No, I know.
Like, you could say,
but, I mean, you know, they beat the Browns, they beat the Texans, they beat Washington, they beat Bengals, and they beat the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, I hope the Steelers beat them handily.
So, I mean, that's... you look at who they've won the games. I mean, they're winning the games that they're supposed to, but they couldn't get by the Steelers. They lost to the Patriots. They lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this Ravens team, but Steelers, to me, I mean, they're the clear number one team in the NFL right now. I don't even know how they're doing it.
The Steelers, look.
Wasn't Chase Claypool hurt for most of the game?
The Steelers at 9-0, this was the, look, it was windy, it was, the ball was fluttering all over the place. They were expected to beat Cincinnati, but here's the problem. Cincinnati has been proven to be a tough out, right? They're not a good team in terms of picking up wins and closing games, but they're in games. And that was the scary part about the Steelers, which is you're letting a team hang around and all you need is a mistake. All you need is a blown coverage. All you need is a fumble at the wrong time. And the team you're supposed to take care of takes off and wins that game. The Steelers didn't let that happen. This was a dominating performance. It was that way against the Cowboys. They let Garrett Gilbert throw a pass into the end zone that would have won the game outright. They allowed Dallas to have an opportunity at the end of the game to win it outright, a walk-off victory. But Cincinnati never gave them the chance to breathe. They were up 12-0, never looked back, never was close. It was close to 12-7 in the second, but that's it. Never was close. They got Ben Roethlisberger threw four touchdowns in wintry conditions, kind of windy conditions. It was deserving of moving back to number one.
Yes.
Who knows where they'll be playing Jacksonville, another team that they might play down to, but we'll see. But can I say this honestly? I look at the schedule, and I know I've said this since the start of this run. I never felt the Steelers were 16-0 good, but it does reach a point where in the season where you go, all right, maybe they can do this.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they can do this. Like, when they're 5-0, it's like, we got a long way to go. Don't even start that conversation.
Yep.
But if they beat Jacksonville, they'll be 10-0. If they were to win at home against Baltimore Thanksgiving, all of a sudden you're looking at Washington, Cincinnati, the Browns are on your schedule, and you got a tough game against the Bills and possibly the Colts, and that's it. You don't play Kansas City. You're not playing anybody from the NFC East. I mean, from the NFC that's tough. So it's not like you're playing the West this year. You've been given the NFC East, which is weak.
Yeah.
This could be shaping up to it.
No, it could be. And then, I mean, you know, it is that thing where you look at it. Like, I know for you, you're going to say no, because you know what? This team would probably beat the Ravens. They'll probably beat the Colts. They'll probably beat the Bills, but they're going to lose a game against Cleveland just because.
That's right. That's what happens.
You know, or is it one of those situations where they go, because their final game is against Cleveland, right?
I believe so.
Is that the game that they lose because they've already clinched the number one seed and they're sitting everybody?
And they're sitting everybody, right. Right. And if you have a chance to go 16-0, do you take it because of history? Yeah.
Right.
You probably do. All right, that's top five. We'll get to bottom five when we come back. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for bottom five. Before we get to that, need replacement parts and tools for your repair, maintenance, or restoration project? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. In fact, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Stop by and talk to one of the professional parts people today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, bottom five. We move from 28 on up to 32. So we're going to start at 28. Now, I preface this by saying they might not really be the 28th worst team in the NFL.
Yes.
They're on my list because it's kind of aggravating. All right. I could pick any one of the NFC East teams and whatnot, but I'm going at 28 with the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos are terrible. They're really, really bad. And Drew Locke is not good at all. Four turnovers in their loss this weekend. He has the worst completion rate in the league. He's got seven passing touchdowns. That's 28th in the league. He has 10 picks. That is second most in this league. This team is not good. This team should be better. He's supposed to have taken that next step. Denver is bad. They're 2-5 in games in which he plays, and he missed some games already this year. He is looking like another John Elway failure. Sorry, but Denver is 28 right now.
There's no reason to apologize.
All right.
I believe you should have them there.
There are some other teams with worse records and whatnot.
Of course.
I mean, the Broncos are 3-6.
Yes, but I mean, they're just not looking good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
20 for me. This is where I put the Washington football team.
Washington football team.
Now, I preface it by saying this. Would I have moved them out of the top or bottom five had they came back and beat the Lions? I don't know. But the fact is that you had to come back to beat the Lions to do it.
Yeah,
and
right.
The Lions aren't a great football team. They flirted in the bottom five for us a couple of times. You know what? For me, it's Alex Smith. Just give him the comeback trophy now because I don't want him to do anything to jeopardize it or ruin it.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I don't want this feel-good story to turn into, boy, he really is struggling with a bad football team. I'd rather just be like, the fact that he's playing is a miracle. Let's enjoy the miracle.
Let's just keep it at that. We don't want the narrative of, man, maybe he shouldn't be playing football. He looks like he's, you know, just gun-shy on that leg and da-da-da-da. Yeah. So, I don't know. It just, I mean, they're just not a good football team.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the kind of the premise for the bottom five is that they're just not a good football team.
29 on my list are the Houston Texans at 2-7. It's, you know, it's funny. I kind of wish Nick Chubb would have scored and said, you know what? We think you're so bad, it really doesn't matter. I have no belief in you scoring twice in the next minute because you stink. So I'm going to get my statistics and we still believe you won't pull off this miracle comeback. But he pulled off at the 1 yard line. They took knees and were done and was 10-7. It could have been a lot worse. Boy, no matter, I don't care, wind, rain, sun, indoors, outdoors, Houston just can't seem to pick off a victory. The only wins they have are against Jacksonville. That is all they have. They've tried everybody, the good, the weak, whatever. The only team they're beating up are the Jags. Houston is 29.
29 for me?
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Houston Texans.
I felt the same exact way you did. I think it's kind of funny still that Nick Chubb just ran out of bounds right there at the end so they can kneel it. And that's just how bad it is. Personally, I would have loved to have seen him run across the face of the goal line, never going in.
Sure. You know, why not? Pull that off.
A la Deshaun Jackson on that punt return or whatever it was. Just run down the face. Maybe run back to the Texans defense and say, hey, you guys forgot to tackle me and come back and just keep running around. This team is terrible.
Really bad.
It is absolutely. And what makes it even worse is when you can't help but look at your big offseason trade.
Yep. How that's panning out.
You trade away your biggest weapon on offense, Deshaun Watson's safety blanket, if you will. And what did he do this weekend? Oh, he just caught he was on the receiving end of the Hail Mary and is now in Cardinals folklore forever.
It's so difficult, especially with, like, you know, Johnson is on the IR with the concussion. It just, to clean house like that, to play salary cap game over talent and what you need, it's just sad. And it's amazing how the Texans were a team that, you know, all right, taking steps, and now 2-7 and in our bottom five, and have been in our bottom five a couple of times this year for being a bad football team.
Yeah, I mean, but they are. They're a bad football team. I mean, you remember at the beginning of the season, we wouldn't put them in the bottom five because we were giving them the benefit of the doubt that they were playing a rough schedule.
That's right. That's right. Chiefs, Ravens, and Steelers to start the year.
Now we're looking back on it going, maybe it wasn't a rough schedule.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, number 30 on my list. This is where I put Washington. I think you hit the nail on the head. If they had come back and beat the Lions, it would still be eh. But I'm with you. I don't want the Alex Smith story. He threw for 390 yards on 38 completions on 55 attempts. Come on. That's a miracle. This is a miracle story. It really is. I mean, it really is. I mean, it was no joke, that injury. This was not people playing up the injury and making it, you know, making it look worse than it really was. This was really bad. He almost lost his leg. If you go from almost losing your leg to being able to play back into the National Football League, that's miraculous. But
to starting a game,
a league that does not have any sympathy, it doesn't have any feel good moments. It doesn't have time for that. Roster spots are too important to be giving it to a guy just to make a Disney movie out of. This is a great story, but the more they lose, I don't want it to get washed, right? I don't want people starting to talk about other comebacks because the comebacks were successful. This is the comeback of comebacks. Yeah, you're right. Name the award after him already.
Yeah, just give it to him now. That way we don't ruin it at the end of the year.
Exactly. 30 for you.
Number 30 for me. This is where I had the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I bumped them up a notch because, you know what? They had a gritty performance against the Packers.
They did.
They got me to a point believing that old Jake, what's his last name, Luton?
Jake Luton.
Jake Luton, Luton. We'll figure it out by the time he's not a starting quarterback anymore.
Poor Oregon State. We can't even get his name right.
I know, but he had me believing. He had me believe it. Because remember last week, what did we talk about? The whole thing we talked about was, hey, listen, if this team is to win, this team goes to 6-3. This team wins, they become 6-3. We could have had 11 6-3 teams. It would never have happened because we knew that the Jaguars would have had to have beaten the Packers in order to make that happen.
Exactly. And they had a lead in the fourth quarter.
And they had a lead in the fourth quarter. That's why I had to bump them up one notch.
All right. I wasn't as kind. I put Jacksonville at 31 because they've lost 8 in a row. But I'm with you in that thought. It's nice to see this kid in his second start play with the, you know, sort of moxie that you need to play. You can't go out there and be scared of the moment. You got to know what you got to do, and you just go out there and try to do it. Maybe that's the attitude he has. He's like, all right, I'm just going to do what I got to do. Does Jacksonville scare me if they play Pittsburgh? No. If the Steelers beat themselves, Jacksonville is certainly capable of pulling off a win. But you're right. I mean, there's a little bit of flavor here to this kid. Minshew is throwing this week. Doesn't look like he'll play against the Steelers, but an 8-game losing skid is still tough to overlook. So they're 31 on my list.
Yeah. It makes that first win that they had, their only win that they had.
They beat the Colts. Yeah. They beat the Colts.
The Colts just weren't ready to play. That's all it is. Number 30 for me. This is where I had the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah. I feel like they lost this weekend.
Why did I? Because they did not play, I felt I kept them out of my bottom five. I needed to put them in somewhere.
I still think they lost this weekend. I'm not 100% sure. I can't tell you that, but I dropped them down a notch just because the Jaguars played well against the Packers. The Cowboys lost a game on their bye week.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Jets.
I don't even know if that's real, but.
Jets at 32 for me.
Really?
They were on a bye week, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like a permanent marker.
We should just start doing 27-31.
I know. Exactly. All right. Josh Alper will join us next. We'll go around the NFL now that week 10 is done. As we continue along, Sports Map Radio, it's Wake Up Call.